This is Shooks and Gifts, Season 2, Episode 4.
In this episode, we share a message from a listener.
And we talk about sketchnote fever,
embedding Twitter into sites,
two Chrome extensions, one for accessibility, amongst other uses,
and another for lesson delivery,
some design tips,
hiding pages in Google Sites,
and making docs temporary.
Welcome to Shooks and Gifts, the podcast where we share EdTech treasures we love.
Each week, we'll share a tool, podcast, tip, or trick with you, our listeners.
We are your hosts, Kim Polishuk
and Jen Giffen. Let's give it a go. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Jen.
My neighbor really annoyed me yesterday by playing the same Lionel Richie song over and over again.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was all night long.
So how are you today?
I am tired.
I am exhausted.
We had a great weekend.
We really did. EdTech Camp 2018, whoop, whoop. The York Region District School Board. It was fantastic. Huge turnout.
Yeah, like 320 people.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's so energized.
It went so well, too. Like, we've been talking about that. It just flowed.
I kept waiting.
Easy going.
For something like, what have we forgotten? The other shoe's going to drop. And it didn't. So thanks to our team. Thanks to everyone who came out. Listeners, yeah. if you were there.
Thanks to Brian Hamm. Fantastic keynote.
Fantastic keynote. It was a lot of fun. It was a really good weekend. But this is the thing when you go to things like that. You're all energized, but then you're like, you didn't have the downtime. So I think I told you I was home for a total of 5 waking hours this weekend with
that's
all the other
commitments.
That's
not a lot at all.
No, but that's okay. It was worth it. That's worth it. So some little... Oh, no. Before we start, we have a message came in.
Oh, yes.
Someone left us a message.
This is all as a result of your cracked phone.
Yeah. Do you remember back in episode 1 of season 2 when I dropped my phone?
I do remember.
I don't do the iCloud thing because I like to start fresh. I like to feel fresh. So when I install all of my apps, I always say turn off notifications, turn off. And that's part of mental wellness for me is I don't have notifications on virtually anything so that I go to my phone instead of my phone calling me. And I turned off the ones for Anchor, and I was in Anchor for something this week, like looking in the area where there's messages, and I realized that a month ago, Sean Fahey, hi Sean, from Indiana, left us a message. So let's play the message.
Hi, Shooks a Gift Podcast. It is Sean Fahey. Thank you for the shout out and sharing the Flipgrid ebook love. I also want to say, hey, I have a couple other ways that you can save an image from a Google Doc. The first one is if you right-click it, there should be an option to save to keep Notepad. And that's a great way, so that way you have it and you can just drag it over into another file. And you can actually download it from Google Keep there. Another way is to cut it or copy it and then go to Insert Drawing and paste it into a drawing. And then the actions bar in Google Drawings, that in the Google Doc, you can select to download it as a PNG or a JPEG. That's another way. And lastly, Jen, we know. Thanks for the great podcast. Keep it up. I will continue listening.
What do they know? First of all, that was really great. Those tips for picture saving, that's so simple.
The drawing one, I could have thought, or drawing, as he said with his draw, I love it.
But saving to keep.
I never even thought to do that, and of course you can. What you need to make sure, so I went in and I tried it a couple times just right-clicking it, and it didn't work. You actually have to select the image so that the blue box is around it,
and then right-click.
That's when you right-click to keep. That's a thing. It's like the Shero.
The Shero?
Yeah.
The sharing arrow?
The sharing arrow. It's called the Shero. Mason called it that once, and I thought it was hilarious. Anyway. So it was... It's a really cool tip. So, Sean, thanks for that, for adding to...
And sorry it took so long.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
See, I made fun of his accent. Now he can make fun of ours. So, that's that. I thought that was really cool.
That is good. I like that. We also have another announcement. A friend of ours, Sylvia.
Yay, Syl!
Very excited for Syl. She
Sylvia
is going
Duckworth.
To be... Her new book is
She's
coming out.
She's not like Madonna or Cher. We're just referring to her by her first name.
She should be. Sorry. Once again, we're eating. We have a packed day. We are eating while we podcast. Jen with her delicious-looking lunch and me with my peanut butter sandwich in a plastic bag.
We will talk about that another time.
As per usual. So Sylvia has her new book coming out, How to Sketchnote for students and educators. And it's coming out in just a couple weeks, I think, right?
In November on, I believe it's November the 12th. So 12th or 13th, because she has a catch the hashtag sketchnote fever that starts on October the 23rd.
And it's running all the way until November 12th.
And every day she has a theme and she's going to teach you to draw through a quick video on YouTube. I think it's 8 different icons. We had a little sneak peek.
We did. And I have to tell you, we're going to Sylvia's house in a couple weekends. Next week for dinner. And my son has watched, because we did have a little bit of early access.
Yeah.
He has now watched every single video and sketched every single one. He has given me all of the pages, and still they are coming because he has requested you to sign them.
Oh my gosh, that's
he
so
is
cute.
So excited about them.
My kids did it too. So it's not just for teachers. You can do it with your children at home, your kids in your classroom. It's a really great way to really think about visual thinking, to have some of that downtime mindfulness. It's a really, really great resource.
I've enjoyed it too. I have a lot of Syl's images saved as favorites in my phone. So whenever I'm sketchnoting, which I like to do now, when my Apple Pencil works.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so frustrated right now because I've been sketching Brian's keynote and all of a sudden I wake up today and my Apple Pencil has stopped. I've tried everything.
Well, you know what that means?
Time for a new Apple Pencil?
Time to get to go to the Apple store for a reason.
Yay! Not just go and stock them and say, what could I buy?
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Guilt-free trips.
Guilt-free. I need it fixed. I need it fixed because I was in the middle of that sketch note. I really want to work on it. Anyways, excited for Syl's book to come out and looking forward to sketchnote fever between those dates in October to November. Hopefully we hear you enjoying that sketchnote fever.
Yeah, make sure you follow. Super fun. Okay, Shooks.
All right.
Give it to me.
I've got something. First,
I hope it's not the flu.
It is not the flu.
Good.
It is not the flu, Jen. All right. So we, this came out on Twitter a few weeks ago. Somebody was talking about how can we now embed Twitter feeds and hashtag feeds into Google Sites. Because Twitter changed not so long ago. They used to have these things called widgets when you went into your settings.
Yeah.
And that widget would allow you to create an embed code that you could then embed in blogs or sites or wherever you need it to go. But they have shut those widgets down. If you have an existing widget, sometimes they still work, but you can't create any new ones. So here is the solution. If you would like to embed a Twitter feed, which is a handle, or a Twitter hashtag feed.
I'm going to do it right now on our bit.ly/shooksandgif, and I'm going to embed our hashtag.
Okay.
Okay.
So for hashtags first, and this is thanks to Shawnee.
Thanks, Shawnee
Williams.
We like Shawnee Williams.
I don't remember where he told me this or if he told me this via Jeff Heil.
I like him.
But I learned it from Shawnee and Jeff. If you go to a website called hashatit.com, type in the hashtag that you want and click search.
Shooks and GIF. So it has a little search.
There's a search field. You type it in.
That's a hard word. Type it in. Hit
press search. The results come up. You're going to see results from Twitter and I believe Instagram and Facebook. I think they all come through.
Oh, that's cool.
And then in the top right corner, you see those three symbols. There's the share symbol. Not sure what the middle one is, but the left one is embed. You're checking the middle one. I don't know what it
is. Oh, that's the middle one is filter.
Oh, to filter.
So if you only want Twitter or only want Pinterest or...
Okay. If you click on the left symbol, that's the embed code. Copy that embed code. Right. Go
Pac-Man right. Pac-Man bracket /Pac-Man bracket.
Exactly.
Greater than, less than. Pac-Man bracket's way cooler, though.
Alligator, alligator, chomp.
Is it Pac-Man or is it alligator? Here's the new Shooks and GIF debate. No, it's not.
Well, that's what we used to call it for greater than, less than. Greater than and less than. We always used to say the alligator eats the bigger number.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Or Pac-Man eats the dots or the ghosts.
Well, that works, too.
I know, that's why I said Pac-Man.
That's why I said alligator.
Super.
You're back in your Google site.
I'm back in my Google
site. Double-click. Get to that insert link. Oh, you did the slow way. You didn't just double click.
I always do the slow way.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
And once you click insert, you will see your hashtag embedded live feed.
It totally is.
Make it wide. You can make it long, whatever you prefer. So that's how you can embed a hashtag.
Awesome.
If you want to embed a handle, you're going to go to a different website called Publish Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It's publish.twitter.com. Where it says enter a Twitter URL, I would like you to, can you guess?
Put my Twitter?
Yes.
The URL to my Twitter?
Yes.
Twitter.com.
No, you can actually just enter @virtualgif. That's it. Then press the little arrow to the right. And as it scrolls down, you have two options, embed timeline or Twitter buttons. You don't really want the Twitter button. You may, but for now, we want the embed timeline option. Now, what you're going to get right there is, you'll, if you scroll down, you see it. You see your whole Twitter timeline, but go back up. Okay,
you,
no.
Do you see this on my Twitter timeline?
I do, but we're not going to discuss that because it doesn't mean anything.
On the weekend, Kim had a form in our EdTech camp asking for feedback for a demo slam so they could vote. And I went in secretly and added a question about do you pronounce it with a hard G or a soft G. And I will tell you that 63.5% of the people pronounce it correctly with the hard G, GIF.
I'd also like to point out that Jen was the MC, the co-MC for the event, so her face was more known that day. People were more attached to her, more empathetic
to her. I said nothing about the GIF-GIF debate at all the whole
day. I think you made a comment. I think at one point during the day you made a comment.
I don't think I did.
I think you did.
And I still won. Okay, back to this published.twitter.com.
So scroll back up and down a little bit. So there you have your embed code. You can customize it. It's a set customization options. Mm. You can change the height, the width. You might have to start playing around with it a little bit. But basically, once you get it the way you want, copy that embed code and paste it right into your Google site.
Very cool.
And so that is how you can embed a hashtag feed or a Twitter feed into your Google site.
I like that. And we now have our hashtag Shooks and GIF published on bit.ly/shooksandgif. Love it.
Done. That's my first share.
That's a good share.
What do you have?
So I don't know if you saw this or if you've seen it or not, but it is something that's pretty cool.
Oh my God, that's my surprise for you.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? No, that's why I didn't paste it in there, because that's the one I wanted to share to you.
Well, let's both talk about it.
I learned this from... I was so excited.
It is really exciting. Okay. So what we're going to talk about is Joe Marquez.
Ready to go. Look.
Good. Then we can demo it as you go through.
Okay, fine.
So Joe Marquez from Sons of Technology, the website, so sonsoftechnology.blogspot.com, and also at sonsoftechedu, great follow, shared something called, it's an add-on to Chrome, or an extension to Chrome. Chrome extension called Talk and Comment.
Which I have used before, but never in this capacity.
It was very awesome. Yeah. I'm thinking assistive technology.
Exactly what I was thinking.
When I saw this, I was like, this is great. I'm thinking of my
accessibility.
Yeah, my ELL students.
Yep.
All of those. So what happens?
Blind, low vision, perhaps?
Yep. You install the Chrome extension. And
when you do have to press refresh after you've installed it for the little icon to show up on the right of your screen.
Correct. And what happens on the right of your screen, there's a little tiny circle with a little icon for a microphone in it. And what happens is when you push it, you want to push it on your screen there, Shooks?
Hi. Welcome, everybody, to the class. And what we would love to see is everybody share a little bit of an introduction as we get started today. Thanks.
So Kim has pressed the button when she's on her Google Classroom stream page. And as soon as she pressed it, it started recording. And when she was done, she pressed stop. And now a yellow box has appeared that says voice note link automatically copy. Paste it anywhere.
So I'm going to copy this URL, click OK. And now I'm going to create an announcement in my stream.
Probably saying
the exact same thing that I recorded. Mm-hmm. So I can't really remember verbatim, but hi, welcome to our class. And now I'm going to click on the insert link icon in that stream, paste it, deleting the words voice note at the end.
In parentheses.
Add link. And now right under the written description of my announcement is a recorded version of it. So anybody who may not, or who may struggle reading the announcement or processing the words can also have that ability to listen to it.
And you can paste these into your Google Classroom in the stream, on your classwork to explain, to give supplementary explanations. I think it's phenomenal. You can also put them in Google Docs.
Hi. Welcome everybody to the class. And what we would love to see is everybody share a little bit of an introduction.
So the sound quality isn't going to be perfect, but it's still super simple, so I would take the simplicity of it over the quality of the sound.
100%, I would as well. Yeah, it's a really great share. So thank you, Joe Marquez.
That was really exciting when I saw that.
It
would have been even more exciting if Jen hadn't seen it.
Sorry. This episode should just be called The Apology. Okay, your turn.
Tell me something. Tell me something. I saw A Star Is Born.
I know you haven't stopped talking about it. Do you want to tell me the story for the fourth time?
I'm in love with this movie and I can't stop singing it.
Hey, did Lady Gaga overact at all?
Not at all. That's she was so good.
For those of you who don't know, Kim used to be in casting. She did some work, so she's very critical of this, and this is all she keeps harping on. I'm very excited to see it. I was excited before. I'm even more excited because I know that you can be critical of film, and I trust your judgment.
It was well done.
Good.
Bradley Cooper was incredible. This is totally not Ed Tech. But if he doesn't get the Oscar, I may riot. He was phenomenal.
Here in Toronto, I'm sure it'll make a big impact on LA.
Oh, it was just so good. The music was fantastic.
That's good. I actually have listened to the soundtrack on Spotify, and I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Good.
Okay. I'm even going to learn how to play the piano now because I just want to sing those songs.
We were talking about that.
All right, my next share, Twitter. Ah, yes. All right. When you're using a smart board, which I often don't use anymore, but I do remember in the days old when I would use a smart board.
The days of old.
I'm thinking Friends, the days of yore. Remember that episode with the apothecary table?
I totally remember it.
When you had that screen that you could pull down so you could hide what you wanted and then with your finger just screen shade, drag it down. Well, EdTech Team has published, it's an older one, but it's still a great one, an oldie but a goodie, called Screen Shade by EdTech Team. It's a Chrome extension. When you have it running and you've refreshed your page, I'm going to click on the extension, and as soon as I do that, it will give me an option to just show an overlay or hide it after a certain amount of time. I'm just going to click Show Overlay, and then on my screen, I have a gray box that will cover the screen. So if I'm in a math lesson or a literacy lesson, whatever I'm in, and I want to cover a part of the screen, I can now drag this gray box down and reveal what I want to reveal when I want to reveal it. I can also shrink the box from the left to the right, from the right to the left. I can move the box around so that it covers what I want it to cover. And then when I'm done with it, click the X and it's gone.
Yep.
It's just a neat little tool that you can use to help enhance the way that you roll out the learning in the room.
I totally agree. And you know what? I've known about this, but haven't used it. And then last week, before I saw your notes or anything, I went in and I was playing with it again because I saw a bunch of people tweeting it and it getting a bunch of traction. So yeah, it absolutely is a phenomenal tool for that, so that you can have everything prepared and not be panicking and flipping around tabs.
You know what else I'm thinking about? Because it is such a simple extension, if you are a tech coach or a tech integrator, somebody who's supporting teachers as they are beginning to adopt G Suite or just anything technology-wise, this is a really simple extension to start with. Its purpose is really easily understood, and because it's just a click and drag, and it might be something that teachers are familiar with in terms of, I know it's not really huge up on the SAMR model, it's true substitution, but if you're willing to, if you want to help them get, if you're trying to help teachers sort of swim into that pool, that entry point, that concept of, oh, I'm going to have a piece of chart paper over something on my whiteboard and pull it down, this is the same concept, super easy. It might be a nice way to just ease them in.
Totally. I totally agree.
So that's Screen Shade by EdTech Team. Thanks, Crafty. You're up.
Okay. I'm going to talk about Microsoft.
What?
I know. So shout out to Microsoft Mike for this, my buddy over at Microsoft. And, you know, a bunch of my Microsoft guys. I decided, and I don't even remember how I went down this rabbit hole, but really to check out this. I know how. I was talking with Coulter and with Mario Asta and Amar at Microsoft. I was talking to them. They were saying that they wanted to be maybe become level one Google certified, just so that they understand the other platforms. And when they go to, you know, summits and workshops, they can speak to people who are embedded in, like you and I, in that culture. And I said, yeah, you know what? I should really explore the Microsoft Innovative Educator.
Oh, I think I heard you say something about this briefly yesterday or the day before.
Resources. So I did. I jumped into the certified MIE stuff, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not only about their tools. And I found when I went through Google, it was like, this is, you know, how they have an idea, but it's all with Google tools. So I decided to take a course called Presentation Design 101. They say it takes 5 hours. It's how to create visual slides with impact. And they just walk you through layout and fonts and color choices and all the sorts of things that I love to see in a good slide presentation. But I find that I'm challenged. I just don't see it. And you and I were talking about this on Friday at our team meeting. Trevor Crixt, who is our coordinator, makes beautiful slide decks.
I feel like he just sneezes and they come out, but I know he spends an enormous amount of time on them, but he's so great.
He is great. And you know what? Sultan Rana on our team does the same thing today.
And
he
John did some Lewis.
Stuff. Yeah. We have a lot of like really gifted, visually gifted people. And I wanted to look into things. So I did. And in this, I found, and I think you actually saw my tweet on this, I revisited a really cool tool called Coolers. I think it's like colors. It's spelled the American way with two O's.
Yes.
And I originally learned about this from Marcus Painter when I was down at Apple Mania. And it gives you palettes of colors that go well together. But the one thing I didn't know about this is that you can actually, on this website, upload a photo. So if you have a slide deck that you want to go with photos, let's say that you've taken at a place that has all the same like colors, to have that theme woven throughout. And I blogged about this on virtualgift.com, so I can share that. You can go to coolers, I don't really know how to pronounce it, .co, click generate, and then there you'll see a little camera button. And this is when the magic happens. You upload a picture from your local hard drive. And once it comes in, it says, oh, okay, here's some colors that we've taken from that. And when you click the color in the palette on the bottom, it shows you where it is on that image. Oh. And you can drag them around to get other colors. So if you're like, oh, this is a really cool landscape, but there's these pink flowers, I want that pink. You could, if they haven't selected the pink,
manipulate it to make
in
that
the palette,
color.
You can manipulate it. And I just thought it was a really cool tool if you're looking to be sort of visually appealing, and something that students can use too, because we are in an age where our visual storytelling is very prominent and we want students to be able to communicate in that way. And so having tools like this to make it easier, I think is really fantastic. So coolers.co, upload a photo and match the colors to generate a palette.
Neat.
Yeah, really neat.
Neat, sure. All right, for my last share this week, I'm going to jump back into Google Sites.
Okay.
This is definitely not something new for us, but I was chatting with some people over the weekend, and they did not realize that this was possible, so I thought, I will share it.
That's why we're here.
When you are in a Google site, and you've created a whole bunch of pages, you may be editing on a page, and then editing on another page, and you want the edits of one page to show when you click publish, but you don't want the other page that you're editing to show just yet. You're not ready for that page to be seen with whatever's on it.
Right.
So you're stuck. Well, do I publish it?
So, for example, right now, like as we record, yes. I'm taking show notes, notes for us that I'll you know refine after we're done, because that's my part. Kim does the audio editing, and I do the show notes editing. But when I put in our new Twitter. Hashtag page.
You want that away.
But not the other. Okay, yes, following.
So you're not stuck. You don't have to say, all right, because I don't want this page to be seen, I'm just not going to hit publish yet. What you can do is go into the pages tab on the right, find the page that you don't want seen just yet, click on the Timbits that are on the right of it, and select hide from navigation. That will then hide that page. You'll see a little crossed out line over the page icon. You will not be able to access that page by clicking on anything. Yep. It will be hidden from navigation. You can then continue to update that page as much as you want and still click publish on all the other pages that you want seen. Then when you are ready for that page to be seen, just unhide it from or show in navigation. So click on the Timbits again and select show in navigation, and then that page can be seen. So it's a helpful way when you're building a site. Also, you can help your students do that. You can say to your students, I want to see this page right now, but you don't have to show me that page until next Tuesday. They can hide it from navigation and feel safe that, okay, I can continue to work on this and not feel like I'm being assessed on it yet. Just a little tip on that. Also, one other thing, this was new to me. I didn't actually know this was here. So when I found this about a month or so ago, I hadn't seen it before. I know that you know this was there, but when I originally mentioned it to you, you seemed surprised as well.
Got it.
at the top of the pages sidebar, there's a little field that says filter pages. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize if I type in the number 12, I can filter all the pages.
So if you have a huge website, yeah, like ours is getting.
Yeah, if you have a massive website with tons of pages in it, and you know there's a certain page that you want to find, but you can't scroll to find it, yeah. You can type in a search piece in there, like, I don't know, in the number 3, they would all be filtered, and I can just find the episodes that have 3 in it.
That's awesome.
I thought that was a neat little tidbit on sites that I did not know was there.
Very good.
There was somebody who tweeted over the weekend from EdTech Camp that they were so excited to finally meet us in person and discover what on earth these Timbits things were, because yeah. She was listening to our podcast in reverse order.
Yes.
So she kept hearing us talk about Timbits but had no idea what they were. Because we talked about it, I think, in our first episode.
There, it was Abby.
Yeah, Abby. Abby, that tweet was hysterical, and we're really happy that you now know what we refer to as Timbits.
The Timbits, yeah. And I don't think she was at EdTech Camp.
No?
Was she? No. I don't think she was there. I think she was just listening in reverse order.
Oh, she was listening in reverse order, and then finally when we figured it out. There.
Yeah, so that's what it was, Abby. Although right now I'm kind of mad at Abby because she's on Kim's team.
Yes, she is on my team.
But really,
Abby pronounces it the correct way. She pronounces it Jif.
The only one out of the whole stream, though. Who actually said that? Just gonna throw that out there. But we still love Abby. Thanks, Abby. Keep on listening.
All right, you have one more. You said before we finish up.
I just have a really quick. It's a little itty bitty you can give me. So I used to, when I used Word all the time, open up a Word document, type things in, copy it and paste it somewhere else, close it. And say, are you sure you want to close it? You haven't saved it and say, yeah, that's fine. You can't really do that with Google because right. It saves everything. So I would open up a document. And then I would leave it and I'd have all these untitled documents in my main drive and it drove me nuts. So I finally got to, I'm like, I know there's a solution. I know it's not difficult. Here's what I'm going to do. So I've added two new things to my workflow that I really love. First of all, instead of going into Drive, hitting new, finding docs, I'm always now using docs.google.com/create. Always. That creates my new document. Then I'm typing in it. And when I take what I needed from typing in it, whether it be to paste somewhere else or whatever it happens to be, I then go to File, and you can scroll down on that File menu if you have an untitled document. And one of your options is Move to Trash. Mm-hmm. And when I click that right away, it does the same thing that it used to do when I would just close off the Word document and it's moved to my trash. And I know this is not like life changing, but I have people who are constantly like, yeah, I opened it and then I didn't mean to have it. That's how you get rid of it. If you wanted just a really temporary Google Doc or Google anything.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You can yes. very easily type in what you need or paste in what you need and then File move
and you
to
know
trash.
What? I never considered that as a workflow solution. I always do that.
See, there you go.
And just a tip on this
little
one.
To you. Huge to somebody else.
When you do that, it's almost trying to trick you. Do you see what that window is prompting you to click on?
Yeah, it says go to Docs home screen or take out of trash.
Yeah, so because the go to Docs home screen is bright blue, you're tempted to click on that button. Don't click on it. Just close the tab. Mm-hmm. Because when you click on it, it takes you to the Docs home screen. You don't need to,
you don't
be,
need to
there.
Be there. So no.
When
but if you do, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But I found it annoying because for the first little bit, I kept clicking on it and then getting annoyed. So when that window comes up, just close the tab.
Awesome.
That's it for this week. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And if you think others might enjoy some of this learning, please give us a rating.
Show notes for this and all episodes can be found at bit.ly/shooksandgif.
That's bit.ly/SHUKESANDGIFF.
As always, we would love to hear your ahas on the Anchor app.
Or by tweeting at us using the hashtag ShooksAndGif, sending us an email, or talking to us in real life.
I'm Kim Polishook, and I can be found on Twitter at Kim Polishook.
And I'm Jen Giffen, and I can be found at VirtualGif with 2 Fs.
Thanks for listening to Shooks and Gif.
And as always,
have an aha,
give it a go.
Shooks and Gif is a proud member of Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here.
For more great content, go to voiced.ca.
If you go to a website called hashatit.com, all one word, hashatit, hashatit, hash, you can do it, hashatit. hash at.
Is there at?
Not hash tat it. Hash at hash.
It says hash.
No, hash.
I teach English, everybody. We're all good. And we're back.
All night long, all night.
You're welcome.
Tell me something, boy. Trying to fill that void. We need more. I'm all in. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
I'll just serenade them.
Okay.
Sorry.